If you grew up in the African American community, black community, Negro community, and depending on which era or which period of time that you like to reflect back on, which would be a great deal of part of me growing up and my life, there were all types of individuals in our community. There were entrepreneurs, there were, of course, ministers. We had African American teachers, and that was males and females, principals. I went to an all-black school when I first started out, so there were so many different exposures that we had, and so you could choose your idols. Now, influence-wise, of course, there was a guy that I'll never forget that I idolized when I was a young fellow, and his name was Count Demon. He was a musician. He used to come in Champaign-Urbana. On the weekend, and he was, he had a pretty, I guess this is when gentlemen, African American men were wearing processes. So this was a hairstyle. And so as kids, when we were little boys riding bikes, we would go to the barbershop and watch these older guys on Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays get all prepared to go out and play in the bands and those type of things there. So, those were, depending on what you were looking for. I could take on the other side Mr. Stratton, which was a very, very instrumental in my life as a mentor. Of course, he's the Stratton School is named after him. I grew up with his children, and they were also a part of the church that I belong to, which is another big major influence in my life also was the church. So there was positive and negatives that you could have, whatever choice that you had. But I was fortunate enough to be exposed to all of them and make some choices.